All right, last night was a pretty eventful night there in Iowa. The caucuses. Kristen McCreary
is
here.
We're going to caulk this town, caucus in and out.
Did you just write that? That was beautiful.
Kevin was my co-writer.
Wendy Yankovic, that was beautiful.
Copyright that, Kevin.
Kristen McCreary, writer for the Tribune, here to talk about last night's events. First of all, Wendy just pointed out that both the Tribune and the Sun-Times, of course, made mention of the fact that Ted Cruz won, but their ways of saying it are very different. Go ahead, Wendy, read along. What are they saying?
The Tribune, their headline is, Cruz tops pack in Iowa, Democrats in dead heat. Sun-Times? Go ahead, Bill.
Cruz control.
Well, that's because we're the more, intellectual.
Sure.
Sophisticated news product.
So yes. Sun-Times go for puns.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's a great headline.
It really
Cruise
is.
Control. That's good. Yeah. Because really, that's what happened last night. I mean, it became
a shocker.
I wouldn't say it was a shocker, but it became a three-way race now with Rubio doing so well. Trump did not win. I predicted Trump would win, so I don't know if I owe somebody a beer, but
he doesn't drink, we learned yesterday.
Oh, that's right. No, I did know that, which I thought was unusual. Never has, and his kids don't either. So it turned into a three-way race. It was pretty exciting.
He was uncharacteristically kind in his concession speech. Didn't seem like the Donald Trump that we all know and some love and some loathe.
That means the Cubs are going to win this year.
Right. The world is spinning on a strange axis, Kristen. What happened? Did somebody say to him, hey, we've seen the mean Donald Trump go out there and try to be a gentleman for a change and see what you get?
All right. Well, I have two answers to that. One is I thought he was really straining not to say, you idiots. I sort of felt that. But on the other hand, he is a gracious human being. And I think being at the caucuses, when you are seeing people come out and basically stand in long lines for you and give up an evening at home, I think that's a very humbling experience. And it has to be even for somebody like Donald Trump. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I do think he was being, true and gracious.
Right.
But there's a little part of me that, he hates to lose. And so he had to not enjoy having to give that speech.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody spins this their own way, but I love all the people. Marco Rubio came in third. He had a great showing, but he still technically came in third. But for so many people last night and this morning, they're talking about how this really is a victory for Marco Rubio to come in third and do so well. What do you think?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Because had he not at least had a good showing, he would be going into New Hampshire kind of with his tail between his legs. And honestly, winning Iowa can be the kiss of death. The last few election cycles, whoever wins Iowa does not go on to win.
On the Republican side.
Okay. Correct. So we're still in this game of ping pong. And as long as you are finishing strong and unexpectedly, I think that was probably Rubio had the best night of
right.
all of them.
Mm-hmm. Who will now, let's keep it to the Republican side for just a little bit. Who now will change tactics based on what happened last night?
They all will, because they're going to New Hampshire, which is a very different Republican voter. They are fiscally conservative, but socially liberal.
Mm-hmm.
The candidates who have been spending the most time in New Hampshire are the John Kasichs, Chris Christie, even Jeb Bush will do better in New Hampshire. And so we'll have to see how non-religious Republican primary voters react to someone like Ted Cruz. I don't think that he's going to do very well in New Hampshire. And they'll all kind of pull to the middle. I mean, you've got, Bernie Sanders is the senator next door.
Yeah.
So you've got really liberal Democrats and pretty moderate Republicans.
Yeah.
Now, Jeb Bush was not in Iowa.
He was, but
oh, okay.
He's been
so quiet.
I know. Gosh,
that's
you could
so
hardly
sad.
Know, right? But he is. They're already now all in New Hampshire doing town halls as we speak. It's so interesting because New Hampshire is such a small state that they actually get to meet these candidates in person numerous times. I heard a reporter the other night interviewing somebody from New Hampshire, or talking about when he was interviewing somebody during the John McCain years, and the New Hampshire voter said, "Well, I'm not sure what I think of John McCain yet because I've only met him four times." So they really do. You can actually, by the time this is said and done, shake
they
hands with
time.
Every voter. Mm-hmm.
I've brought this up on other elections, and I never get the answer I'm looking for, so I'll throw it your way. I don't know that meeting a candidate translates to a vote like it once did. I know there was a time where we were all a little more sheltered as a society, and just the mere fact that you were in the same room where you got to meet one of the candidates, you go, I got to vote for that guy or that girl. I met him. I shook hands with him. Does that still work?
I don't know that it translates directly, but yeah, retail politics is still a strong, you know, factor in who people vote for. Shaking hands, looking them in the eye,
you
seeing their body
connection.
Language. You connect. So it is really important.
But would you be swayed? Let's say you were on the fence between two or three different candidates, and all of a sudden you were in the same room as one of them. Would that mean to you, I should vote for that guy, that girl? We were in the same room together.
Not necessarily that I would, but if they didn't do well in the room, then maybe I would go with the other person.
Yeah.
So I do. I think it does make a big difference.
And if you're torn between candidates and you met someone and they were nice to you,
yeah,
I'm sorry, you're going to remember that.
Yeah,
right. I mean, at one of the last times Hillary Clinton was in New Hampshire, this was several weeks ago. It was on C-SPAN, which just, you know, rolls tape. And she stood in a crowd of people for about 2 hours after an event. And I honestly think she took a picture with every single
That's
one
impressive.
Of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could never do that.
That is
I don't
impressive.
Like crowds, but she did. And it matters.
Is she worried now?
She better be.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I can use this verb, but remember what Trump said Obama did, you know, Obama schlonged her.
Yeah.
I think she's worried about that with Bernie Sanders. I mean, he is going to be so strong in New Hampshire, and I think she has to prepare for a loss there and then get ready for South Carolina and Super Tuesday and just not lose too badly.
But I understand that this is a game, but if you would have seen her speech or heard her speech, it was all extremely positive and if she was worried, there was little to no evidence of it during her speech at the end last night.
There wasn't.
Show weakness.
You can't show weakness, but I mean, can we even say she won? She barely won. I mean, that was a tie.
Young voters overwhelmingly backed Sanders.
70% is what they were saying earlier
this
morning.
With more than 8 in 10 caucus goers under the age of 30 backing the Vermont senator.
Oh, so 8 in 10 is 80%. That's even more.
Clinton won the majority of voters over the age of 45.
Right, but we're talking about voters now in New Hampshire who probably are more of the mentality of the younger voter. But in New Hampshire, because they're so liberal and they love Bernie Sanders talking about giving away free stuff. We're going to have free college. We're going to have free health care.
But how's he going to do that?
Well, he can't. And that's why, I mean, his whole campaign to me is it's just surprising that he's done so well, because we are $18, $19 trillion in debt. We cannot afford all of these programs, even when he talks about taxing the rich. And it's never going to be enough money.
He's going to borrow it from Trump. That
That's
is how we
do.
Solve
well,
it.
Well, Trump is going to start a farm in Iowa. And I was trying
right.
to think, what would his crop be? Maybe
crap.
It would be like money trees.
Toupees.
Or toupees.
That's not even a toupee, though. That's what's
no,
sad.
No, that's real.
I wish it was.
Yeah. No, it's his real hair. I mean, I just want to see him on a windy day sometimes. We can really get a sense of
He'll go airborne.
What's going on up there.
Let's take a quick break. Kristen McQuarrie is here of the Chicago Tribune. If you want to jump in with any questions or comments, 312-981-7200 will get that done. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. We're talking about last night's caucuses in Iowa with Kristen McQuarrie of the Chicago Tribune. I read this story today, Kristen, and this comes out every time any of these elections come out. Jeb Bush didn't fare very well yesterday. He had 5,238 votes, which they tabulated and figured out that meant that he and his campaign spent $2,800 per vote in the state of Iowa. And he's not the only one. I mean, he spent more than Kasich did and Christie did or Santorum did or Huckabee did. But the mere fact that in just one state, one out of the 50 states, just one out of all those candidates spent $2,800 per vote. I mean, I know they always talk about voter reform, election reform, but that's sickening.
It is. It's obscene, the amount of money that we spend on campaigns. It really is. I mean, even locally, like the mayor's race
sure.
was $7 or $8 million. Can you imagine what some of these social service agencies right now that are so hurting
yeah.
could do with that kind of money?
Well, that's the thing, is they keep stopping programs, very, very important programs. All these politicians do it. But then when it comes down to their own elections, the sky's the limit. Spend whatever you can.
I've always had an idea that I think we should tax their campaign funds.
That's a
I
good
mean,
idea.
I mean, it takes state resources to police them, to monitor them, to send them letters. They have to fill out all these. Let's throw a tax on them.
How about a matching fund where you say, I spend this much on the campaign, I have to equal that amount to worthwhile causes? I know that that's a great term. It could mean anything, but all that money. I mean, look at Chris Christie got 3,284 votes. That's only 3,284 more than I got, and I wasn't running. I didn't spend
exactly.
anything.
And they did terribly. I mean, Trump did really well last night because he got all of those new voters. I don't know if you watched it, but I still, as much as I hate that Iowa gets the caucuses first, yeah, and that they've become this state where they get, you know, as a political junkie, I want the caucuses.
Yeah.
But they really do come out and stand in gyms. It would be like going to the airport, you know, but not taking a trip somewhere, just standing in long lines and waiting. And you have to admire the fact that, you know, they go to that. That's how the caucuses work.
Right.
And the weather forecasted did not prevent people from showing up.
It didn't. And so Trump got, you can same day register in Iowa. You can register right before you vote. You can here too. And those were all Trump people. So, I mean, mm-hmm, he did motivate people to come out.
I've also heard many people make note of the fact that every 4 years, younger voters keep saying, hey, we got to do something. We got to get out there and we got to vote. But they show the numbers really had an increase until last night, where young voter, the numbers were really, really up. So I guess that's good news. It's good news for Bernie Sanders anyway.
Well, it's good news. Yeah, I guess I was listening to the 20 something voters and they're just not that well informed. But we don't have to get into that.
Yeah.
It's all because of Sticker Kid. That's why people were out there, because he was
everything.
Dancing behind. No, he didn't. He helped get the youngsters out there to vote.
I
want to be like Sticker Kid behind the Clintons.
Do you know who we're referring to?
No, I don't.
This was during Hillary Clinton's speech last night. He stood behind her and he was dancing and coughing and he had stickers all over his face and he got a lot of attention.
Really?
And we're trying
I was just glued to Bill Clinton the whole time.
Yeah.
He looks good.
He does look. I mean, I don't know. How old is he now? He looks pretty good.
Upper 60s. Wouldn't he be in upper 60s, right?
How old's Hillary?
She's in her upper mid-60s. I think she's 67.
Yeah.
I think she's 67.
She looks good for 67.
She does. She does. And she did well last night at her speech. I would like to see, you know, can we get a little humor? Can we get a little something out of her that isn't so messaged? Nope.
I didn't see much of it last night.
No.
I know she's got it in her because I've seen her on shows like Ellen and stuff where she comes out and she's very charming. I've seen her on with Letterman. She can be funny. It just didn't happen last
night.
This
is a serious thing for her.
Yeah.
And in a weird way, that might hurt her.
Right. I mean, she got criticized during one of the debates. You know, they took like a bathroom break and she made a joke about how it takes her a little longer. And I thought it was cute. And it's true. She apparently was running on stage, you know, seconds before they went back live. And she got criticized even for that little slice of, yes, I am a human being.
Right.
So you can't blame her, I guess, for zippering up and just not letting us see, you know, her true self.
Last night, two of the candidates, you had Martin O'Malley for the Democrats.
Oh, goodness.
He has decided to suspend his campaign. We also had Mike Huckabee for the Republicans. Now, the word suspended bothers me because when a candidate says that they've suspended the campaign, that word tends to believe that at some point they'll bring it back. But that never happens. When anyone suspends a presidential campaign, they're done. They're finished, right?
They're done.
Yeah. What are we losing in either of those guys? I hate to say it, but neither of those guys really had any momentum. They didn't stand much of a chance. This isn't a huge factor in losing either of them, is it?
No. I mean, I think O'Malley was kind of a placeholder in case something really rotten happened with Hillary Clinton. If the FBI or she got indicted or something, they had someone kind of standing in. But even at the caucus last night, I don't know if you saw pictures, but he had, you know, a giant gymnasium where his caucus goers were supposed to be, and there were like four
people. Empty.
Yeah. It was empty. So yeah, he's done.
And it's weird because he looks the part of a president. He looks like if you were drawing up a guy, the way he moves, the way he talks, it's kind of Martin O'Malley, but for some reason people just weren't buying it.
No, he never had any sort of momentum. Never.
We go live to the newsroom right now. Kim Gordon has the numbers to find out who won last night.
Yeah, guys, this just in. It appears that Hillary Clinton has inched out Bernie Sanders in Iowa. The official totals are now 100% counted. Clinton, 700.59. Sanders, 696.82.
That is way closer
than anyone anticipated,
especially Hillary.
Wow. I mean, it's just such a reminder, though, like every vote does count. Everybody at those caucuses does count.
Thank you, Kim.
Can you imagine if you were a diehard Bernie Sanders person and you didn't make it out last night? Had you could have, you know,
he could have changed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what does he do now knowing this? I mean, it was as neck and neck as neck and neck can be. What's going on now at his campaign headquarters to inch him along and make him go ahead of Hillary Clinton, do you think?
I think they're probably feeling really good about New Hampshire, and he might actually get a breather by any sense. But, I mean, he was pretty exhausted. I don't know if you heard him last night, but he's really hoarse. He can barely speak. They're going in strong to New Hampshire. But then they're going to start hitting South Carolina, Super Tuesday. They're going to start going up against some more conservative Democrat states.
Yeah.
And I just don't know that his policies are going to be popular. I think Hillary Clinton is going to do much better after.
I hate to say this, too. I don't mean to sound ageist in any way, but this was only one state out of the 50, and he's already kind of winded. He's an older guy. Is he going to make it all the way through this?
He's not winded.
He sounded pretty bad last night.
I don't think we're going to have like a Weekend at Bernie's situation. But
now that would be a good president.
Weekend at Bernie Sanders.
Somebody was just, well, they're just stuffed shirts anyway, right?
Right.
No, I mean, I think he'll be fine, but I can't see him doing well in South Carolina or in any of those Super Tuesday states.
Boy, I wish Joe Biden would have run.
Oh, how fun would that be?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the gaffes at this point would have just been countless.
There would have been a lot of laughter on his side, too.
Right.
He's a valuable commodity to the Democrats at this point. His endorsement could really make a big difference, right? If he, for some reason, he said, you know what, I'm a Bernie Sanders guy, that would be a crushing blow to Hillary Clinton and her campaign, wouldn't it?
Oh, sure. I mean, he was, I think, pretty close to running, you know, if not for the death of his son.
Yeah.
And some people still think, you know, there's still a chance before you actually get to the Democratic convention over the summer that, you know, someone else could emerge.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't think he's
going
to jump in.
Should I do it?
Do it.
You want me to do it? I got almost as many votes as Chris Christie last night. He just edged me up by 3,000 votes. It's not a lot. Kristen, thank you very much. We appreciate you being here. It's Kristen McQuarrie. Read her in the Tribune. A quick break and then news next. It's Phil and Wendy WGN.